Well, hey everyone, you're listening to the Kurt Landry Podcast, where we're going to help you discover your kingdom destiny. My name is Daryl, and sitting across from me, as pretty much every episode, is Rabbi Kurt Landry. And Rabbi, in this episode, we're going to be discussing how to heal your soul from separations. But as always, as we pop into it, let's be conversational. How was the weekend? How are you feeling right now?
Oh, we're doing great. You know, this is the reason I wanted to talk about this, and I'm glad somebody brought it up, whoever asked about it, is because this is something that people sweep under the carpet. You know,
separations,
like, let's go to the extreme so people can get it. Someone dies, divorce, business separation. You have partners and you bankrupt a business. What happens is people don't know how to deal with the separation. And what I want to talk about here is, you know, we just did a podcast on, and I believe it probably should be last week's podcast on promotion and preparing for promotion. Well, what happens is when you have spiritual and physical promotion, you're going to have separation from people. You get married, you've lived at home and now you're separated. Now you're living with your spouse. So there's an emotional factor of that you can't ignore it. If you ignore it, then what happens is it will emotionally kind of drain you and create stress. It can create anger, frustration, unforgiveness if you don't address it. So what I want to do is deal with the fact that in the spirit realm, what we call, you have to cut the soul tie with whatever is being separated so that when you move into the new thing, your joy for the new thing is not hindered or marred or damaged by an old soul tie connection. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the most popular episodes that you did in the past, I guess 2 years, really. I think it was when you were doing Trending Tuesdays. And then we had a couple other shows, Prophetic Pieces, but it was on soul ties and cutting soul ties. It's actually a video. If you want to go to our YouTube and just type that in, Soul Ties, Kurt Landry Ministries, you can find that episode. But I don't think it's anything odd to say that that's not a very popular episode, right? Because there's a lot that goes into it. So do it from a base level, though. Let's walk the viewers and the listeners through what exactly is a soul tie.
Okay, what a soul tie? First of all, what's your soul? Your soul is your mind, will, and emotions. And your mind, will, and emotions will have a tie to, let's say, a piece of real estate, like a home. And some of you have gone through this where, you know, you get a promotion and you're going to have to move from one location to the other. And you have all these memories at this one house. And so what happens is sometimes you're going to hinder your ability to embrace the new house that you're moving to because you're doing, everything is compared back to what was. Oh, I like the way this house was. I like shopping at this grocery store. I loved this backyard, this patio. I like this kitchen, whatever. It's not that it's wrong, but if you don't cut the spiritual soul ties, and in a real practical sense, Father God, you gave us this house here, and now we're leaving and we're moving to, let's say, Virginia, wherever you're going. And so, Lord, we thank you for the time, let's say in Texas. You were in Texas, and that's two different worlds. I mean, Texas and Virginia. But, Lord, we choose to trust you to move forward into this Virginia culture. Now, this is way different. Now you're going up into the Northeast, so to say, kind of, quasi. So what's happening here is you're not only changing locations of a house, but you're changing climate and culture. So you say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this house in Texas, but we choose to bless you, but we ask you to cut the emotional soul ties to it, because you're calling us to a kingdom call in Virginia, so we're moving forward. So what you have to do is kind of, Daryl, you have to kind of purposely say, I'm cutting the ties to this in Thanksgiving, but I'm choosing to embrace. Because what happens is you don't want soul ties, when they're not cut, operate very similar to mourning. Like when you never bring closure, when there's a time to mourn, talks about in Ecclesiastes. So there's a time to mourn, and then there's a time to be healed. So when, you know, this is very personal to us. You know, Pastor Tim and Sandy have been with me 24 years, and, you know, their son passed away at, you know, in his mid-30s, pancreatic cancer. He was a spiritual son to me. And so there was a time when we had to mourn his passing. And then what people don't realize is that when you have promotions, like you get moved from Texas to Virginia, or you get moved from being in the general population of employees and you get an executive job and you go up the floors, all of a sudden you're not friends with the people down at the... You can't interact the same. So one of the keys to this podcast is that you spiritually can cut the soul tie. So if you understand that, so that it's not tormenting your mind and your emotion, the past is not hindering the way you think in the future. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So my next thought would be, because it's starting to speak to me a little different, you know, at least from our family perspective. I mean, we moved from Florida and, you know, I mean, like our journey in foster care. I mean, you know, we had two long-term placements that we were hoping to adopt and, you know, we're trying to bring with us to Oklahoma. Didn't work out that way. And, you know, the Lord's blessed us in a lot of different ways that we would have no idea that the blessing would be once we got to Oklahoma. But, it touches me a little bit different how you kind of walk that through, you know, without me sharing too much, information, just because, you know, I mean, like Morgan likes to keep certain things close to the chest, but, we went through a lot of mourning stage, you know, it was just different, you know, because we knew that God had us out here. But we were going through so much pain trying to bring those babies with us, you know, and, you know, the I don't want to call it sacrifice, but it's that impasse of like, you don't, you know, like I felt like, hey, I answered the call. So like, why is this other stuff not really working? And you know, for us, where we were located in Florida and the community that we developed there, you know, I mean, we felt called to take this opportunity and, you know, like God opened it up so quickly and so abundantly, it was no doubt that we looked at it and said, okay, I mean, like, this is obviously the right decision. I mean, you know, we came out for a visit, toured a couple houses, made an offer on a house, below asking, accepted in less than like 15 hours, got an offer, accepted the offer. And then by the time we get to back to Florida on Sunday, I mean, life is completely different, you know? And so saying yes to the Lord in commitment to come out here, you know, like there's been a lot of things that we've learned spiritually on trying to navigate cutting those soul ties. And so until you used an example, and I don't know if you thought of us when you said it or just in general, because there's a lot of people that go through, you know, professional type transitions and, you know, like they take opportunities. And I mean, for us, we've moved 3 states in 3 years, you know, because God just kept opening these opportunities. And so, you know, we just decided to, you know, commit to the opportunities that he blessed us with. So from that angle and some other angles, I mean, you know, I guess whatever's in your head right now, how do you cut the soul ties? I mean, like, you know, you don't have to use our example, but like in general, when you're looking at promotion, because we just did an episode on promotion, right? And having and how to navigate certain things, making peace with your promotion. It was one of the questions, one of the topics that you really jumped into is how do you maintain your joy in the midst of the painful side of promotion? Because like, for me, it was definitely personal. You know, I mean, I felt the touch and the teaching and the guidance with it.
Well, first of all, you need to know, like, those who pray for you and Morgan and coming out of that situation, that true intercessors, like what Christy and I are, we know the pain that you went through because when we prayed for the situation with the foster babies, we went through that in the spirit with you because that's how we're wired. So, I mean, we understand it in a deeper sense, in a spiritual sense. But when I was at my peak of success in my early 30s, and Megan was probably 3 years old, and Christy was saved and I was not, my business, the guy man I worked for, he died. And a gold digger, basically, lady came in and married him right during his cancer passing.
Of course.
And took the business. And I didn't want to have to fight it in the community. And, I mean, and this was hard because I had a business that was really, I was at a stage where the renewals of the commissions were enough to more than take care of us. And I walked away from it. But the biggest thing is we had to walk away from Christy's parents who loved their only granddaughter, Megan. And we moved to Seattle. Extremely painful. And so this teaching comes from the fact that a lot of the good stuff that was happening to us in Seattle, I wasn't, and Christy, we were not able to enjoy it because we didn't do what I'm going to do here in just a few minutes. We're actually going to cut the soul ties. I'm going to share with them how to do that. We didn't have this training or this teaching. And so you can do it in the spirit because when you move forward in promotion, you have to cut the soul ties. So before I do that, I want to say this. A soul loss can be defined as a type of fragmentation that it can occur after some type of trauma. So what happens is you need to know that your mind, will, and emotions have been wounded by trauma, and that's what we prayed for in your situation with having to leave the babies. So you have to. So then you have to ask the Lord to heal your soul. Then there's other trauma. When I went to Israel after October 7th, now it's my 49th trip, I went back to the very first military base that we ever took care of, and it's the Gaza base. And the Gaza base was the one that was attacked. We lost 9 commanders. These are young men that Christy and I know, 9. And we went to the kibbutz Kfar Ava, Gaza. So, and we knew families in there. And it was so traumatic on us that when I came home, the trauma to my soul actually started to shut down my immune system. And I went into like a post-traumatic stress. There was other things that happened on the trip I'm not going to talk about. So when I got home, I got really sick. And I'm a very healthy person. I don't ever miss work. I don't miss. But I was in bed for 2 weeks. And so one of my prophet friends called and said, listen, I've been praying for you, and you're suffering from post-traumatic stress. Your immune system is shut down. And I go, oh my gosh, this is a soul tie to where all this happened in the South. It's where our ministry started, Sderot. It's where our first city that we adopted years ago is the one where they burnt the police station down and killed all the policemen. I mean, it's just like it was. What happened to us is if you were, your hometown was every, you know, like 3,000 people got murdered. it was like that. And you go home and you know all the different families. So anyway, so Daryl, this is what we did, and we can do it right now, and you can pray this even in your situation. You just go, Father God, in the name of Yeshua, all things are known and allowed by you for our growth. You don't cause it. But Lord, like with Job, you know that when Job prayed for his friends, Job's 42:10, Job was restored double. So I'm praying for all of you on this podcast, and I'm praying for Daryl and myself and all of you here and Morgan. And this was the prayer I prayed from my bed with this post-traumatic stress. And I said, Lord, I'm going to cut the soul ties with this traumatic situation you entrusted us with. You told me while I was in Gaza down in the south, you said you have to face the enemy to fight the enemy. He says, I'm trusting you to see this so that you can lead others into victory. But Lord, my soul is suffering, my emotions are suffering, my physical body. So Lord, I pray the words of King David, and I say in Psalm 103, Father God, I choose to say, bless the Lord, O my soul. So Lord, you've given me authority over my mind, will, and emotions. I tell my mind, will, and emotions, you will bless the Lord. And all that's within me, every cell in my body, every blood vessel, every chromosome, every atom in my body, you will bless his holy name. I'm commanding my body, soul, spirit, my mind, will, and emotions to bless the Lord, O my soul. I speak to my soul, soul, listen to this. You will not forget all his benefits. And soul, you need to be reminded that your redemption was paid by a far more traumatic act than what I'm going through right now. As I see Jesus on the cross, as I see his back with literally the muscle and the flesh being ripped off with 39 stripes and nails the size of my thumb driven through his hands and a crown of thorns and literally suffocating to death, a horrible sinner's death when he was pure, hanging on the cross for me, Lord, I choose to not even compare what I'm suffering right now to for the benefits of salvation because of that act. Father God, your word says, who heals and forgives your iniquity. So Lord, I thank you that all my sins committed now were committed in the past and were committed in the future. My iniquitous structure is expunged by the blood of Jesus, and I thank you, Lord, that I don't have to suffer the consequences of my sins. Lord, I thank you that your word says you heal all my diseases, so all the stress, the anxiety, the sleepless nights, the if I should, I would, I's why, Lord, this and that. I've answered your call. I've gone where you've told me to go, and Lord, now I ask you, redeem my life from all destruction. I've obeyed, and Lord, I ask that you redeem the destructive trail of debt and despair that has followed me. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that he gives you crowns of loving kindness and tender mercy. I thank you, Lord, I'm going to come out of this situation better, not bitter. I thank you, Lord, I'm going to come out exalted because I'm exalting you. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you're going to satisfy my mouth. My heart is going to be so healed that you're going to satisfy my mouth with good things, that my youth will be renewed like the eagles. And so, Lord, I just thank you that my soul is being physically restored, and the time and the damage to my organs, to my mind, my will, the inflammation, my joints, my blood pressure, my gastric systems, everything that suffers from stress and anxiety, now, Lord, let it be renewed. I speak healing. I thank you for healing because I've cut the soul ties with this trauma. Lord, I know when I prayed this prayer with the Osbals when we lost Brian, I said, Lord, we choose even to praise you with no answer of how or why this happened. Lord, we're not seeking for the answer. We're asking you to grace us, grace the Osbals, grace the Landrys and the Marcelinos, Lord, and the House of David. Grace us to be able to be at peace with your choice that, Lord, he's in heaven and he's now home with you. And Lord, that's not our choice. But Lord, anoint our souls in this time of separation, because we'll be joined again soon. But Lord, anoint us. We trust you. We don't need answers. We just need to know that it's okay with you. And Lord, let that peace of that choice that you made be in us, that we actually agree with you. Even, Lord, that our soul would agree with you. And so, Lord, we seal this, and we cut all the soul ties now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Really hard to follow up. I mean, like, where do I go from?
We actually just did real ministry right here for somebody. And, we all kind of needed that, you know. Healing your soul from separation and adjusting to change is something that this podcast really, and that Soul Tie one, maybe not have been popular back then, but I got to tell you what happens with Christy and I when we have bad things happen or we have to make changes. We immediately do the prayer similar to what we just did, what you experienced. And that, for me, that was very anointing. To be honest with you, I closed my eyes, I went into the courts, and I could just see the angels cutting the soul ties. Kind of look, I preach a message, you can see this, I preach a message where I have like somebody in House of David come on the platform, and I tie a rope around his waist, and then I'm holding the rope back over here, and then there's a chair with a reward on it, and what happens is he tries to reach to the chair, and he can't. And the soul tie is the string, and what it does is your mind, will, and emotion won't let you reach to where you need to pick up the gift. But once it's a soul tie is cut, then you're free to embrace it. And that's what happens with people, and they don't realize, you know, as soon as anything, people say, well, I'm not sure I'm battling that. I'll tell you this. If when you get all excited, you write your goals to grow, whatever, you're excited about something, okay? You say, this is what we're going to do. And the first bit of adversity comes to stop like what you're going to do. And then you just go, oh, great. Not again. Here we go. I tried to improve myself. I stepped out, and look what happened. It's just not worth it. That's because you have not cut the soul ties with the past. That discouragement over that small little delay because something stupid happens, the exaggeration of it in your soul, is because that one event's tied to 20 or 30 other events that you never cut the soul tie with, and everything starts caving in. That's why you overreact.
Yeah. You know, like that, I guess, actual illustration that you did on that Shabbat, I mean, like, was that like 5 years ago, something like that?
Yeah.
It reminds me of, have you ever seen this? It's probably about 10 plus years old. Francis Chan, who's a pretty popular pastor, right?
Yeah, I know he is.
Francis had a sermon one time where he had this like big ball of string, and he was making an illustration of, you know, our time on earth versus eternity. And so he was walking people through, hey, you know, XYZ soul tie, right? Situation in your life that you're so hung up on in the moment. It was something I was talking with Morgan actually about last night. I was like, you know, we get so caught up in this, that, you know, finances, going places, you know, it just all this stuff that we're literally consumed 95% of our time that we're actually awake. And none of it matters. None of it, you know, like none of it really at the end of the day matters one bit, and it's about that personal, individual relationship with the Father that you have. And, you know, if you're the man, you know, in the situation, your family, and you're the leader of the house, I mean, like, obviously you've got some, like, biblically mandated things that you need to do to lead your family. But, you know, I think back to that illustration that you had that you did on that one Shabbat to what Francis did when, I mean, he just starts walking out, right? And like the string just gets longer and longer. He's like,
I've seen this message. It's very powerful.
And you know, he points up, he's like, this is what we do here on earth. And it's just this tiny little piece of string. And he just keeps going. He's like, this is eternity. You know, like this is what you should be focused on.
Yeah.
But we're so focused on this and we're so selfish in our individual lives. You know, I mean, even the most compassionate, well-intent individual on this earth still has sin. And they're still incredibly selfish at the end of the day when they lay their head down. Even if they think, look at all these things I've done today. And, you know, for me, like my love language is like words of affirmation. Morgan hates giving words of affirmation. So it's a, you know, when I get one, buddy, I just keep my mouth shut and just enjoy it and soak it in. But then I also think sometimes I'm like, man, you know, how selfish is it for me sometimes that I need to hear those things because I'm so focused on the physical of whatever is happening today, you know, and it doesn't matter. You know, 95% of the things that you're doing, because if you're not focused on that other 5% that is the main thing, well, then you're going to miss that entire ball of string, you know,
right.
Like that's eternity. And, you know, when you're talking about, hey, I'm trying to get to the prize. I'm trying to get there, but like it doesn't matter how hard I push, you know, I can't will it to happen. I mean, like how many times in your life have you tried to forcibly make something happen and you just could not make it happen? And then you surrendered and you got this overwhelming peace because now the stress and the burden is off of you. And then it happened.
That's right. So, anyway, so we're getting to the end here. Let me just say this. This is kind of a nugget I wanted to put into this. Successful people do daily what unsuccessful people do on occasion. This is John Maxwell quote. So I would say one of the things Christy and I have learned to do daily is to cut soul ties with anything that we get. The Lord gave me a word a long time ago. I don't care what you have as long as it doesn't have you. So in my life, I've given away two BMWs. Okay, so.
You love BMWs.
Yeah, and now I drive a Kia, and I love it better because it doesn't break. And my friend Jeff takes care of it. So that's the most.
It's comfy. Yeah.
That's the most wonderful thing. But anyway, but I love driving. It's a great car. I'm not in that. I'm not in the car season right now. But my point is that successful people do daily what John Maxwell is saying, what unsuccessful people do occasionally. Anytime you receive something, good or bad, you purposely, you pray something like that Psalm 103 and you cut the soul tie to it. Even if it's a bad thing. You know what, Lord? This, what they did was really sneaky. This was sleazy. I can't believe these Christians lie, cheated, and stealed from me. You know, and you have to go, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm choosing not letting anger, bitterness, you know, sometimes we make the joke when we're praying because, you know, listen, you got to, life has to become funny at some point. And I said, Lord, ask me to forgive that what they did was wrong. They lied, cheated, and steal. Forgive me for wanting, and this is, I'm just joking to with my wife. I was going to make a little doll of them and then go take a steak knife and stick it in it 5 times. Forgive me for thinking that. And then she laughs. She goes, Kurt, don't say that in your prayer. And I'm kind of like, what happens is you got to get, the Lord knows I'm angry about this situation. I'm frustrated. I'm hurt. I'm betrayed. I'm mad. But then I say, Lord, I speak to my mind, will, and emotion. You are not carrying this to bed tonight. Not doing it. I choose to forgive. I don't feel it. I do want to go and get that little doll and stick the knife in it, but I'm not going to do it. I'm just teasing. But you see what I'm saying? I'm being very honest. I'm making a choice because the power of life and death is in the tongue. So I speak forgiveness. I break the assignment. I even bless those who cursed me. I bless them even though they cheated and robbed from me. I bless them. But Lord, I need my record clear with you before I go to bed tonight in Jesus' name. Now that's something we've done at our house for years. And I don't think that's a habit that we do that some people do on occasion, but we do not go to sleep with anger. And then the same side is then we have, like recently we just had this huge blessing come in into our life, and immediately you don't wait for the gratitude thing. Lord, give you praise. Thank you for blessing us. So I think that's something I want to encourage them from John Maxwell. And the other thing that John said was this: never forget that the greatest reward in pursuing a dream is who you become as a result. And, you know, I said that in the last podcast, quoting John Maxwell. The key is, who do you become? You want to become, as you grow older, you want to become more humble, more tender, and more generous, and more compassionate, not bitter and angry. And so what we talked about today in this podcast, to me, is the key to accomplishing that goal to where you're finished, and you'll finish well.
Final thoughts, what you got?
My final thoughts is the last John Maxwell quote I'll have for this week. I've been kind of reading some of his stuff, so it's fresh on my mind. And he says, the higher you go, the higher price. The higher you go, the higher the price. And when people do not reach their potential, it's not because of lack of opportunity or lack of ability. It's because they're not willing to pay another price. So I want to pray this prayer for you right now as I look into the camera. Father God, in the name of Yeshua, take another risk. I pray for your soul. I know your spirit, man, the Holy Spirit's on fire. He's ready to go. But I pray for you right now that you would have the strength, the energy, and the endurance, and you would rise up as on wings like eagles, and you would go out and attack that opportunity with all your strength and all your might and all your power. And know that even delays and failures are your teacher and they're your friends. And know that if you keep pursuing, you will succeed because you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, who gives you strength. And you're a winner. I want you to say that right now on the line. I want you to say, I'm a winner. And you need to have a winner mindset. And I release that to you. Guess what? You're a king and a priest according to the order of Melchizedek. You were specially chosen by the creator of the universe to be at this time in this space, make an impact, and bless the kingdom of God. Save souls, raise up disciples, and be used of God to unlock people's kingdom identity, and you'll be a very happy camper.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Kurt Landry Podcast. You can send your questions, anything that you want us to know, at podcast@kurtlandry.com. Also, if you're watching us on YouTube, make sure to subscribe, share it on any other social media. That would really, really help out our channel. Also, if you want to know more about the current projects that we are working on, just go to kurtlandry.com. You can get more information on that. All right, Rabbi, that's going to do it for this one. We will see you next time.
Thank you, Daryl. Great job.